I am, in fact, live in Southern California. My name is Jim Rome. Nice to have you here. You're broadcasting throughout the United States and in Canada. Nice to have you. Telephone number is toll-free nationwide and in Canada. 1-800-636-8686. This particular show is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Big second hour coming up next. Mark Sanchez. He's about 20 minutes out. Before I get back to your phone calls, and if you're on hold, stay there. We start hour number two off by having a conversation with a PGA Tour player. He is a 12-time winner on tour, the winner of the 2015 PGA Championship, selected for five President's Cup teams, tied for 12th at the RSM Classic over the weekend. He appears today courtesy of AstraZeneca and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. He is Jason Day. Jason, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you, mate?
Good, good. Jason, great to have you on. Listen, you're coming off a strong performance at the RSM Classic. You shot four straight rounds in the 60s, including a final round 65, Jason. So when you look back on that tourney, let me start you right there. What was your biggest takeaway from the event?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, for the last year and a half, I've kind of been struggling with my putting, and my putting kind of showed up, which was nice. And, you know, obviously touching on that, you know, a few weeks ago, I was actually, you know, doing a test on my putting stroke and kind of found a few things and, you know, I've just been trying to slowly implement them into my game. And then it really showed over the weekend, last week, which was nice. I feel like the game is there, but it's obviously we're heading into the, you know, the last event is next week. I'm not playing, but, you know, obviously it would have been nice to, you know, get this, you know, form going through the middle part of my season.
I got it. Jason Day joining us. Jason, I know the results were not necessarily what you would have liked at the Masters, but I am curious, what was the experience of playing Augusta National in November like for you without patrons?
I mean, it was good. It was fine. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was definitely wet. I mean, we had a lot of rain, but, you know, I think I'm not sure how it looked on TV because I didn't really watch too much of it on TV. But you could definitely tell that some of the Bermuda grass was still in the golf course just because, I think 3 weeks prior when they were seeding the actual golf course, it didn't take because they had like 85-ish degrees, you know, in the temperature and it just wasn't able to catch and grow. And that definitely kind of slowed things down. Obviously, not having the patrons there was a weird feeling. As you know, you've obviously watched Masters in the past. You can tell that, you know, the fans are there, especially when you hit a good shot. And when you're watching it on TV, you can just tell how much the fans actually do have an influence over certain guys and certain scenarios. So it was kind of strange to not actually be there and play, you know, with the patrons.
No doubt. Jason Day is joining us. Jason, I mentioned off the very top that you were working with AstraZeneca and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com.
Yeah.
This is not just some random endorsement. This is something that is extremely personal to
right.
you. And I want to be very respectful because I could understand how this could still be very painful and emotionally draining, but it's such an inspiring story and message. In early of 2017, your mother was diagnosed with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. The story goes that your sister called to tell you that news. What do you remember about that day?
Yeah, I mean, I remember sitting in my kitchen and, you know, everything was just like a normal day. And then my sister says, Mom's got lung cancer and she only has 12 months to live. And I'm like, what? And I couldn't believe it. You know, stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer is obviously no laughing matter. I mean, all, you know, lung cancers are different. You know, it's not all the same. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it was really strange in regards to her because she's always been a very active, very healthy person, never smoked a day in her life, and she got lung cancer, which was really, really strange. So we ended up bringing her over to the U.S. and, you know, getting a team around. And we essentially came to biomarker testing. It helped complete a diagnosis by identifying a specific driver that caused her cancer to grow and spread. And through her doctors, we were able to get on a targeted therapy for her cancer, specific to her cancer. And we're very fortunate that you know, obviously I've partnered up with AstraZeneca to get this message across about biomarker testing. And you can find more at CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. But I was very fortunate to come across biomarker testing and my mum to come across it because, you know, she's here now. She's never had Thanksgiving, Jim, or she's never experienced, and I get to spend that time with her for the first time tomorrow. So it's really, really nice to be able to have that that moment with her.
Boy, that's great. Jason Day is joining us. That is so good. Now, your journey to the top of the world in golf is remarkable in and of itself, and she is an enormous part of that. As you've said, Jason, quote, she's right. The reason I'm the player I am today through her strict rule over the house, but also her work ethic is unbelievable. Right. How would you describe that work ethic, and then how much did you learn from your mom on the way up?
Right. So I remember, you know, it would be public holidays back home in Australia. She'd still go into work and still work. And she'd actually have a key. And she worked in shipping and export. So she'd actually go to work and still work on public holidays. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, it's time for you to take some time. She just couldn't take a break. And she's always worked very, very hard. She's the one that's always instilled, you know, the work ethic in me. I remember as a kid, you know, after my dad passed away and I started playing better golf because she sent me away to a boarding school, she's like, no girlfriends, no girlfriends, and you've got to focus on your golf. And so I listened, you know, at the time I really didn't do anything other than focus on golf. And I owe everything, Jim, I owe everything to her because, you know, without her sacrifice and her work ethic and her strict rule over me trying to become a better golfer, I wouldn't have come over to the United States. I wouldn't have, you know, got to number one in the world. I wouldn't have met my wife and, you know, have my three kids and another one on the way. So, I mean, a lot of doors have opened up opportunity-wise based off, you know, not only her work ethic, but, you know, just kind of what she wanted me to be as an adult.
Jason, and not only that, but her grit, her toughness. I've shared the story with my listeners, but my father was diagnosed with leukemia, and this was years ago, Jason, but when my father was diagnosed with leukemia, he said, we're not telling anybody. And he fought this fight, and he ran his company, and he fought this fight, and he didn't tell his family. We didn't tell anybody. It's just a different breed. Like, your mother had been coughing up blood for a while before your sister noticed, and then everybody jumped into action. What does that tell you about your mom's toughness?
Yeah, no, she was literally coughing up blood for 3 months, and I'm sitting there, Mummy, you know, she's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, no, there's obviously something wrong. And she's like, and she would say, you know, to me, like, you know, everything's fine, you know. And she didn't want to, like, I know that she didn't want to think about it. She was just going to fight it and go on. So she's, her extreme, she was extreme in the way that I remember, you know, growing up, and she just like, do your talking with your clubs. You don't have to have a big mouth. Just do your talking with your clubs. Focus. And she's always big on the mental part of the game. And I could tell, you know, obviously going through this personal journey with her lung cancer, how mentally tough she is, because she never wants to show any sort of pain or anything like that. Now, granted, you know, she's a strong woman. Even though she's 4'11", she's a very, very strong woman.
That's amazing. Like, so, and she beat the odds. How is she right now? And what's it been like for you to go through this whole process with her?
Jim, she's great. I mean, I was telling this funny story this morning that, you know, we were looking up YouTube videos of Bob Ross and we're doing some painting, and none of our paintings came out looking like what he was painting. But, you know, she's active. She's picking up hobbies. She's like, you know, not too long ago, she's like running again, doing everything she possibly can. So, you know, like I said, biomarker testing really helped us pave a way for her targeted treatment and for her to get on the right path.
It's an amazing story. So lay it out really quickly before you go, Jason. You are working with AstraZeneca, and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com is about biomarkers. Lay it out, and for everybody else listening, exactly what is that about?
Yeah, so you can find out more information. Anyone that's going through stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer and, you know, is just starting this journey or halfway through the journey or just, you know, you're trying to look for another option. Biomarker testing, you can get your CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. You can find out more information about biomarker testing. It identifies specific drivers with your cancer so that hopefully they can target it through certain therapies. And, you know, I can't stress it enough because I've been through this personal journey with my mom, and like you said, she's mentally strong and physically strong now, and it's just been amazing to watch her go through this fight. You know, I know that it's, you know, I'm not going through it. I'm going through it with her. I don't know what she's thinking, but she's one remarkable woman, and I've never seen anything stronger than that.
No, she is amazing, and I'm so glad you could share that story. Jason Day, our guest, the winner of the 2015 PGA Championship, and again, appearing courtesy of AstraZeneca and CompleteYourDiagnosis.com. Jason, so good to have you on the show, and again, thank you so much for sharing that. There's no telling how many people that may have helped.
Jim, I appreciate you letting me be on the show today.
That was great. Jason, have a great day. Thank you so much. Hope we can do it again soon. Jason Day, there's a jungle debut for you. And an amazing story. And, you know, I look for that story frequently because, and I've said this a million times, but it's everywhere, unfortunately. It's insidious. It's horrific. But literally everybody listening, I would imagine, either knows somebody or knows somebody who knows somebody who has fought that fight, who's had to deal with cancer. And there's so many horrifying stories, but there's so many stories of inspiration as well. And that story about his mother being 4'11" and coughing up blood for months and saying, "No, I'm good, I'm fine." And they finally got her the treatment that she needed. And she's never complained. She's never shown any sort of pain. I'm always blown away by people who can fight that fight with that kind of dignity, that kind of courage, and keep going when it's the scariest thing in the world. All right, so we are into hour number two, and that's a good start to hour number two. My thanks to Jason Day. Also in this hour, Mark Sanchez, who was always a good jungle guy, but has not been by in a minute or two. Mark Sanchez joins me next segment. He's now an ESPN college football analyst. Coming up at 40 past, the What's Your Beef segment. If you got a beef, get it to me. If you got a beef, get it to me on the phones, 1-800-636-8686. Get it to me on social at Jim Rome. Once again, my thanks to our guest, Jason Day. Let's get some reaction in quickly. Jim, as a longtime jungle fan, I am still thankful for the retired rat and horse families. I know personal appearance is no longer show fodder, but just the mention of it still makes me laugh. Thanks for decades of entertainment, Rome. Happy Thanksgiving. Matt in Texas, you're welcome. Is there a horse family that I'm not aware of? I know all about the rat family. Romy, catch up on everything? How mature of Mahomes? Regards, adults that hold their silverware like a shovel. Geoff and Lincoln. It's one of the few things I agree with you on, Geoff. I'm kind of a stickler for that. No, I don't think I'm better than you. No, I'm just one of those guys, I switch hands. I don't go all European with it. I take the fork. I cut the meat. I switch hands. I hold the fork properly. I tell Logan every single night, man, napkin on your lap, dude. Napkin on your lap. Napkin on your lap. He writes, unwar adults that suck up spaghetti noodles. This one says, hey, mate, great interview with Jason. If you're looking to start an Aussie golfer streak, give me a buzz. Long distance. Signed, Greg. And then he included the hammer emoji. Brett and Bugaha, or Jason Day being the nicest guy in the country, right up there with me. He's a class act. That's a good dude. ESPN reports the Ravens-Steelers Thanksgiving game has been postponed until Sunday afternoon. That according to the NFL. I mentioned that they did have an outbreak of sorts. So they just got pwned. Pwned until Sunday. You know how bad it is. If the NFL is pushing the game back, you know it's bad because the NFL is doing everything in their power to push through everything. Ravens, Steelers, pwned until Sunday. The What's Your Beef segment's coming up at 40 past. Juju Smith-Schuster is in on Twitter. First, the NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together. Now they take away our Thanksgiving primetime game for the same reason. SMH. Juju, I understand you're frustrated. I understand you losing your bye week when you were doing all the things you were supposed to do and the other team had the issue was definitely a problem. I get that. Even though Mike Tomlin made a point of saying repeatedly, we don't care, we don't care, we don't care. Doesn't matter, we don't care. Apparently it matters to Juju. Juju, I understand this. There's a lot of frustration. I get it. I really do. But it is a pandemic. It is insidious. It's everywhere. It's getting worse. These things are going to happen. But you can see it though, right? Like Dabo. Dabo Swinney will not get off Florida State for the same reason. Like they pulled out of a game because that one positive test. In other words, people's nerves are really getting frayed. It's become a real issue. Right. It's a pandemic. Wear your mask. Everybody, do the right thing. All right, 1-800-636-8686. The Beef segment's coming up at 40 past, but before we get there, Mark Sanchez will be joining us. And that note just in, if you're looking forward to Steelers, Ravens on Thanksgiving, that is not happening. That game has been pushed back to the weekend. And Juju, for one, is not happy about it. Clones, I've got one question for you. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so freaking good? Now, there is something to be said for a family business which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by the other brands. All beef jerky is not one and the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper. You can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview package. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices to real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite. And Old Trapper jerky comes in four amazing flavors. There's Old Fashioned, there's Teriyaki, there's Pepper. And if you need some real zing, there's Hot and Spicy. All four, chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings and to provide real sustained energy. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Make Old Trapper part of your weekly grocery list and keep a good supply on hand for you and your family. If you don't see it, just ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Tomorrow, a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the NFL on CBS. Deshaun Watson and the Texans taking on the Lions. Coverage gets underway at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific with the NFL Today. On Sunday, an NFL on CBS doubleheader featuring a marquee matchup between Patrick Mahomes' Chiefs and Tom Brady's Bucks. It's a full weekend of football with the NFL on CBS.
Turkey and ham.
All right, so we are efforting Mark Sanchez. As soon as I find him, I will let you know. The beef segment is coming up after that. If there's something you want to beef on, you want to start calling right now. 1-800-636-8686. Dear Rome, the Steelers v. Ravens was postponed because of an outbreak. I've had outbreaks all season, but remain proactive and still play great. Let me read that again, Alvin, so you can handle that the way that this guy would like you to handle that. Dear Rome, the Steelers v. Ravens was postponed because of an outbreak. I've had breakouts all season, but remain proactive and still play great. Seems to me this guy is setting up a zit email. Signed, Justin Herbert. There you go, of course. Hey, for the last time. That was very poorly oxy-cuted, Francis. Can I be very Clearasil about this? You got to do better, especially if you want to stride X for greatness, cuz.
Stride for greatness out here, cuz.
Stop making me exfoliate these emails from this program. Zits are not the person who has them, their fault. They're zits. Hey, Francis, you know what you are? You're the big zit on the jungle ass, and you should have been popped a long time ago, bro. Come on, man. It's not as easy as just, hey, man, don't eat any more chocolate. Your face will clear up. I got one for you. So I've told the story about how when I used to work for the family business, and it did not go well at all. And I'd roll in there, and, you know, I'd have a little bit of an outbreak, had a few issues. That's not why I would defend people with zits. I mean, in part, because no matter what you do, like, I tried hard, and they wouldn't really go away. And, I mean, I see kids all the time with zits. Like, nobody likes zits. Anyway, there was a smart aleck that worked with my parents, and he was constantly telling me, hey, Jimmy, you want to clear your face up? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying. He's like, you know what you do, man? You have lots of sex. This guy ran the factory. My parents' factory would always say that to me. You know what you do, dude? You just have a lot of sex. Just have a lot of sex. And I would look at this guy. You know, I'm like early 20s.
Sex with me.
And I couldn't walk through the door without him hitting me with that. He thought that was like the funniest thing ever. And I look at this guy. I'm like, yo, man, I know that you run the factory. And I know that you've got great institutional knowledge of the product that my parents make and sell. Let me tell you something, dude. I get so much more sex than you do, and my face still isn't clearing up. And you're like, what? You're 40? And I'm right out of college? Dude, I get so much sex, it's incredible. Why do you keep telling me that? It's not working. Anyway, if you want to talk about Justin Herbert, keep it to football, Francis. War Rich Flores using turkey wishbones as slingshots. I'm still going to insist that you do better. All right, so the beef segment's coming up. I think looking at my clock right now, we would best be served if we can move the Sanchez.
The clock.
Love his story. So Mark Sanchez is still floating around out there. We'll see where we can put him. The beef segment also is movable. We'll see how that goes. And then in that third hour, you've got a busy, busy couple of segments. You've got Alvy's 3 days that were. We've got our ATP. I've got a huge call. And I've got a slew of other topics that I haven't gotten to yet, including Mike Tyson and Roy Jones. In case you missed the breaking story, the Ravens and Steelers on Thanksgiving Day are not going to be played. Not that day. They've been postponed to the weekend. Juju has already been on Twitter like, come on, man, really? We already lost our bye week and now we're going to lose our primetime game? I understand his frustration. I do. Like, if you're doing all the right things and you're making the right sacrifices and you're healthy and you're putting yourself and your team in a position where these things are not easy to do and you're doing them and you're ready to play, and then your opponent is not doing the same things and it keeps costing you, I would imagine that would be frustrating. But we are talking about a global pandemic. But then again, I mean, no less an authority and class act like Dabo couldn't shake it. Like Dabo wouldn't let it go. Like he's no longer swerving out of his lane and he's not bringing it up. But if you ask him, he'll tell you he's more than happy to talk about it still yet. And more than happy to intimate that Florida State canceled that game. Not because they were concerned about health, but because they were concerned about getting their asses kicked. Dabo didn't come right out and say that, but Dabo didn't have to come right out and say that. He was pretty clear in what he meant.
And as Dan said, we offered to test again, play Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, and it was declined. We spent $300,000+ to travel. We set up a Ringling Brothers tent in the took over an entire parking lot to do what we have to do. To meet the standards. We had people travel from all over the country to come to the game, to see the game. We met the standard to play, and we should have played. We have mitigated everything all year long. all year. Meetings, practices, meals, housing, how we travel. If the standard to play was zero positive tests, then we would have never had a season. This game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. And to be honest with you, I don't think it has anything to do with their players. I have no doubt that their players wanted to play and would have played. And same with the coaches. To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game. And if they want to play Clemson, in my opinion, they need to come to Clemson or they need to pay for all expenses. Other than that, there's no reason for us to play them. We were there, we were ready, and we met the standards.
The standard is the standard. And he says they met the standard. All right, so cut to the chase. He said at the very end of that, COVID is not the reason that that game got canceled. So he didn't come right out and say it, but what he's saying is, if it's not COVID, then what is it? They didn't want to get their asses kicked. They're 2-6. So they were looking for a way out, and they found it, and it was COVID. Look, again, I know why he's frustrated. They traveled there at great expense, and right before kickoff, they ripped the rug. But in defense of Florida State, are they really that afraid of getting their asses kicked? It happens all the time now. They're used to it. They're 2-6. And most of those losses are by double digits. What's another ass kicking? So I actually see both sides of that. When we come back, maybe a beef segment. Maybe a Mark Sanchez segment. Maybe both. No matter what, though.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, remember, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper is better for you. It is higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, or candy. Make sure you ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? What is your beef? Let's find out what your beef is.
Is this the beef jerky segment?
Yes, it is, Rex. It is officially the beef jerky segment. Generally, when I do this, I start with the beefs on social, then we go to the phones. All right, so why don't we do that? First up, Mailman Casey tweets, Jim, my beef is with the one or more family members that complain about not having a traditional Thanksgiving feast when I am throwing down a prime rib and crab. You know, people are weird like that. People get really, really personal about stuff like that. Now, I feel you. I feel you, Case. People, like, if you had me over and you threw down for prime rib and crab, I'd be down. I would not be one of those guys that gets all weird about that. But people get really weird about that. So, dude, if you know that, again, Rit, why are you gesturing? You're not on TV, old man. Is that for me? Well, I don't care. Save it for the TV audience, which also doesn't care. Dude, you got bad habits, man. I've never seen a dude play to the camera like you, old man. Casey, I mean, can't you do prime rib and crab on any other day of the year? Like, they have an expectation. They want dried out white meat. Romy, I have beef with not just green bean casserole, but casseroles in general. Here's an idea. Let's dump a bunch of scraps into a pan, throw it in the oven for an hour, and then have the audacity to call it a dish. For God's sake, we're not bums. Signed, Ashley, Nebraska. Ash, you are so good, man. That's like the only bum smack I would allow, Ashley. Take a little victory lap, Ashley. Good job. That is strong. She's good. Good job, good effort. Or Lady Clones. Ryan in Sacktown tweets, my beef is with the guy who always hovers around me while I carve the turkey. What makes you entitled to the chef's cuts of the bird when you didn't lift a damn finger in the kitchen? That's good. That's good beef. Jim, my beef is with all the stupid people who just don't get it. Larry in Albany. That's another good beef. That's a strong beef. I agree with that. At Leprechaun 68 tweets, I drive for FedEx. My beef is with me dropping off packages for people and them asking what it is. I don't know. You ordered it. That away, Adam. I feel you. I don't know, man. Why don't you open it up? Find out. Carl in Prescott, my beef is, why is tonight the biggest drinking night of the year? Do you need to be completely hungover to laugh at jokes from your relatives that are not funny? Why? Because you don't have to do anything tomorrow except show up and eat and sleep. I mean, if there's a day to be hung, that's the day. No, I get that. I see that. I get that. I see that. Hey, Rome, my beef is that my beef is not Greg Norman's beef. Signed, Johnny Rotten. That's not a good beef. Sex Pistols are good. That's a good band. Dear Jim, my beef is with hashtag blessed mom. We get it. You feel like you were blessed because of literally everything in your life. But I don't need to see it all over my Instagram feed every day. You are hashtag blessed when you get to see the sunrise. You are hashtag blessed when you have fresh avocado toast for breakfast. You are hashtag blessed when your kid brings an A+ home from preschool. Enough already. Casey and Wisco. I love this segment. Romy. I've got beef with gas station lottery ticket guy. I'm just trying to get an 18 rack of Bush lattes after a long day. Meanwhile, local Larry is spending 10 minutes at the counter making sure his Powerball numbers are his ex-wife's birthday. Come on, man. Shafe in Buffalo. Calling Bush Light a Bush Latte is good. Wells is back. My beef is with Black Friday sales starting Thursday night or even earlier in the week. It's not Black Thursday. It's not Black Week. It's called Black Friday. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with people standing on the escalator and not allowing anyone to pass. This is not a ride at Disneyland. Move your freaking ass. Bella B in Calgary.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
You know who the buttholes are? The buttholes are the people who have nothing wrong with them that stand still on the people mover at the airport when we used to go to the airport.
Butthole.
I mean, that's a straight up butthole move.
Butthole.
Who does that? I'm just going to just hold on to the railing off to the right and just let them transport me. Man, are you really that lazy that you can't walk? Now, I'm not even saying get off the escalator and walk on the carpet. I'm saying just walk across the escalator. Dear Rome, my beef is with stadium nacho helmets not being made out of one giant tostada shell that you can just eat your nachos with. Francis in Glendale, why don't you just eat that plastic Dodger helmet, Francis? War Rich Flores using burritos as portable speakers. All right, there we go. Let's go to the phones now. Not bad. The social always is pretty good. I'm looking for your beef. We go to Wisconsin. Susie in Wisco. Hey, Susie, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim.
Hey,
I got
Susie.
A beef. Oh.
You're okay. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Jim, I got a beef with loser Packer fans that need to chill the bleep out over playing a game they had nothing to do with. And War Rogers for being the supportive teammate that he is and standing up for Valdez-Scantling. Unwar all the dopes with bad attitudes during this season of gratitude. I hope you and your family make it a great Thanksgiving, Jim. And I'm thankful for you.
Thank you, Susie. I'm thankful for you and all the listeners. Have a great Thanksgiving.
War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones. War Wisconsin. Back at it. she was talking about him getting death threats after he fumbled the ball late. And Aaron Rodgers came on the program this week, and we talked about that. And he said that, yeah, you probably should not be on social doing things like that. Let's go this time to Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, Matt. Matt, what's your beef?
James, I have a major beef, a gout-inducing beef, if you will, with Thanksgiving dessert platters. That corn syrup concoction that is cranberry sauce and that flop that is pumpkin pie. Take it all away.
I thought we'd just take you away instead. You don't like that cup. Hey, Matt, listen, man. Not a very good. I've had your back for a number of years, Matt. Honestly, when the entire world's coming for you, Matt, it's just you and me fighting like millions of people. I've always had your back. But that's where I'm going to draw the line. Do not come in here and take a run of pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is awesome. Pumpkin pie is awesome. Yeah, cranberry sauce, it has its place for dried out white meat. Generally, in and of itself, it does taste like ass. Like, I'm not a cranberry guy at all. Man, but don't come in here and tell me the pumpkin pie sucks. Because it doesn't. Pumpkin pie is awesome. I'm not having that. Not on my show. Not on my watch. That's where I draw the line, Matthew. Let's go to Wichita. Daniel in Wichita. Daniel, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy. My beef is with Boohoo Smith-Schuster complaining about his game being moved from Thursday to Sunday. Usually these guys complain about the short turnaround from Sunday to Thursday. Now he's complaining because the league moved their game due to the Rona. Hey, Boohoo Smith-Schuster, enjoy your turkey, go clubbing with your quarterback, and quit your belly aching. War America's team beating the Squealers in Week 17. War Man L.A. dropping his phone into a toilet. Outro.
That might have been the best, worst call ever. Him taking a run at, quote, Boohoo Smith-Schuster. And America's team beating down the, quote, Squealers. That might have been the best, worst call ever. 1-800-636-8686. I don't remember the last time we went back-to-back to Wichita, but let's go back-to-back to Wichita. Earl in Wichita. Earl, what is your beef?
Jim, my beef is not enough Thanksgiving songs. We need something like, you can choose your sides, delicious, tasty treats. Turkey, ham at harvest time, the family takes a seat. You can gobble giblets or cornbread if you're living. I will choose my holiday, football and Thanksgiving. War League 42. Have a great holiday, Jim.
Dang, Earl, I think I will. Have yourself a great holiday if you want to. He said there's not enough good Thanksgiving songs. Is there even one Thanksgiving song other than that one? Come on now. What is your beef? We do it once a week, generally in the second segment on Wednesday. Let's go to Buffalo. I love the ladies getting involved. A lot of lady clones. Sarah in Buffalo. Nice to have you, Sarah. What's your beef?
Hi, Jim. My beef is Top Gun 2. It was supposed to come out last Christmas, then it got postponed to summer. Now we don't know when it's coming out. That's
Seriously.
My beef.
I got it, Sarah. Thank you very much. That's my beef. Don't wear it out. That's my beef. I'm sticking to it.
That's right.
If you've been checking me out on Instagram, I've been going hard on the Peloton. And, you know, I take the class and I check out the class and I pay great respect to the teachers, the instructors. I got to admit, I was flipping around the TV the other day, and I saw John Wick 3. I did turn down the teacher on that particular ride to get a little Wick. You know, when I first saw the Top Gun was coming out as a sequel, I thought, man, that's the worst idea ever. But I got to admit, I've kind of come around to it. And when I saw that trailer, I'm like, you know what? This could work. This could work. Somehow my dude, Ethan Hunt... You know, I know I'm mixing characters, but I was also watching Mission Impossible 3 the other day. Things like this are always on. Bourne is always on. Mission Impossible is always on. Somehow Hunt has reversed the aging process. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt as an instructor for Top Gun. Let's go back to the phones quickly. We go to Omaha. Here we go. Kathleen in Omaha. Kathleen, what's your beef?
With Justin Herbert for what he did to his hair. His hair, well, his hair don't even compare to what Johannes Ekerstrom has. His hair is way longer. His hair's longer than mine. It's like he messed up his gorgeous hair. And it's like, can everybody lay out the kid for having acne? I'm almost 31, and I'm still dealing with acne. Back off of him for the acne. But the hair, ugh, can't stand it.
Nice job, Kathleen. Good job.
War Lady Clone.
Back off the kid for his acne. She just said it. I'm almost 31, and I got acne. Leave him alone. But why'd he cut off his beautiful hair? Why to accentuate his acne? I don't know why. Now, actually, you probably thought it would help, right? You don't have all that greasy hair in your face all the time. Who cares? There has been a Mark Sanchez sighting. We'll have him top of the hour, so about 10 minutes from right now. I like this beef segment. The only thing that would have made this beef segment better is if we would have had our simulcast today and we could have had our enormous tower of beef off to my left like we always do. Our first ever product placement on the simulcast. A gigantic silo of beef. A gigantic plastic tower of beef. I love it. I love it. Do we have time for another beef or are we done? That's code for, is this one worth it or not, Hawk? Wake up. Too late now. All right, so here's how your last hour sets up. Good job on the beef segment, folks. When we come back, Mark Sanchez will be my guest. After that, next hour, what we still have is Alvin DeLauro's 3 days that were. One take that I do want to get to, the fact that Gordon Hayward tried to rap once and it went terribly for him. The internet is in ink. Sanchez is still the Sanchez to me. He always will be. The only question is, he has not been on in quite some time. Is he going to say, yo, Rome, what's up? Hey, clones, what's up? I don't know. We'll find out. Mark Sanchez joins me when we return.
Rome, I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. What's up, Clones?